Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in surviving marriage, which is our topic. The first and only time I met Jenny and Rufus Triplett was in real life, and I knew I'd met a very special couple. They radiated joy and love, and I fell immediately in love with them, and it's been love ever since, in the sense of friendship. Just let's be clear here. And I know that you will love them too. They are authors of the new book, Surviving Marriage in the 21st Century. Thank you so much for joining my show, Jenny and Rufus.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for always constantly unconditional support and love in the brotherly show.
Sure, you're right.
You are a brother from another mother.
Well, I love you guys. It's easy.
What other mother?
that Calabasas mother.
Yeah. We got to get you back out to California anyway, because I want to see you again. And you always have a place to stay in either Calabasas or Park City, where I spend a lot of the winter. So, surviving marriage. I survived. I did not survive my first one. I'm holding on with my second one. And you've written the book, which, by the way, I gave my wife, who has not read it yet, which really irks me. But you have 13 tips. You want to start? You want to start by suggesting that when a husband gives a good book to his wife, that she should read it?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yes, I'm going to send a tip out to your wife.
I think you should.
Read the book. Read the book. It's an easy read. It's a fun read. It's all of the tips. We go into in-depth, short and sweet in-depth with 13 tips, but there's way more than 13 tips in the book. We could have named it 1,001 tips, you know, because we take little short anecdotes and just make it thought-provoking. But wifey, read the book.
Yeah. My wife is telling what all husbands want to hear. Yes, girl, keep it going. Uh-huh.
Why don't you pick and choose what tips you'd like to share with our listeners?
Okay, let's talk about a big one, because we do marriage workshops across the country. That's kind of how we've been busy since the book was released in February. We've been doing a book tour. But in a lot of the marriage workshops that we go into, money, Bruce, money is a huge issue, huge problems. It brings up a discussion. And we have a tip in our book to discuss money or it will disgust you.
We need a rewrite.
I like that.
Oh,
discuss money or it will disgust.
Quit spending my money.
If people need to understand, your money is my money. My money is my money.
Rewrite.
All the money is good money. It's all good.
Yeah, but my wife thinks all my money is her money and all her money is her money.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
Yeah, see, that's a serious issue there, woman.
And that's why you should have a discussion before it gets disgusting.
Well, I think, seriously, joking aside, they say the three biggest problems, three biggest issues in marriage are money, children, and sex. So I'm not sure which comes first, but money is definitely up there. And how you spend and how you live and how you handle money is really significant. Some people, for instance, are really comfortable having a lot of debt. Some people pay off bills. I think knowing that before you get married, before you have kids, is essential, because if that difference is very pronounced, forget it. You ain't going to make it.
No, I think it's definitely something that you need to put out there. But in the same sense, I don't think that you should be, you know, the lack of monetary security as far as children is concerned. You know, because children bring up way other things. I think we had a lot of our disagreements, and I'll call them disagreements, not arguments.
Wait, other things.
When we had children in the home, thank God we're empty nesters now, so that's taken a back burner. But when children come into play, you argue over way more things and disagree over way more things than money.
Well, let's go on to another tip then that might relate to children, if that's the one on your mind, or you choose whichever else you'd like to offer.
We have a tip in the book, don't sweat the small stuff. And small disagreements can turn into huge disagreements. Molehills can turn into mountains. And we've seen it. It's happened to us. You know, we don't sit here as perfect people. We're imperfect people in an imperfect world. And that's something that comes along with, we are.
Who? I ain't imperfect.
You are imperfect.
I'm in perfect health. I'm good.
We didn't put that tip in the book, but you're imperfect, okay? And comes to
I love you, Rufus.
When it comes to parenting, we are all still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, there's no manual that comes with the kid.
None at all. And we should always make sure that the little thing, you know, is not turning into big things. Don't sweat the small stuff. The small arguments, small disagreements in marriage should not be deal breakers.
Okay, so what do you say about going to bed angry? I believe that should be an absolute no-no. Yet I've never been seriously involved with a woman that didn't occasionally get so mad that she would go sleep in another room, and I don't want to talk it out and not go to bed angry. What's with that?
You should. The bottom line is get over it. Once again, we can't change each other. We need to quit thinking we can change each other and how each other feel. But what we can change is ourselves, which in the beginning...
Wisdom.
In the beginning, though, you know, shoot, man, she go to bed, it'd be like 3 months later. Really? 3 months? Are you serious? But we cut that down to a week, cut it down to we don't go to bed that night angry. You can't do it in this house. But that came with wisdom, that came
and
with
time
figuring
and
it out.
Time and experience.
That came with her learning what she had
not,
to do.
Not with me learning.
Oh, I was just trying to sneak it in.
Yeah, you tried sneaking
in. I was trying to sneak it in.
You tried to sneak it in. No, it came with me teaching you how to talk to me. That's what it came with.
Can I sneak something else in?
No, you can't. No. Good. No sneaky deaky right now, okay? We on the radio.
Okay, moving right along. You know, let's talk about reading each other's minds. Why do women occasionally think that we men actually know what's on their mind? Can you explain
that?
You know,
Bruce, we just actually had this incident right before we got on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think with age for a man, it gets even worse. they can't figure it out in a timely manner.
Yeah, Rufus, let's get a word in edgewise if you can.
Watch. No. We ain't met. Well, I ain't no robot, and I ain't no telepathic stuff. Well, I don't get all that.
Telepathic. See,
whatever
now,
your woman
see now he's taking my words because I always tell him I'm not a robot.
Oh, no. What she was trying to do was get me to understand what she was with this look. I don't get the look. I ain't trying to get the look. Conversate with me.
Trust me, he knows the look. He knows if I'm looking.
I know the look, too, but I don't know what it means. I know the look. I know you're mad, but tell me what the heck you're mad about.
Period.
I'm mad about your failure to communicate, and that's a huge...
No, you're mad about us not being able to read your mind.
Because you have a failure to communicate.
No, we're men. We're men. We're dense.
Non-verbal communication, and I've been with you long enough, you should know what I'm talking about.
Ruth, you do know that this is a losing battle.
I know. I lost it long ago. Yes, dear, is about the only thing I know that works. And, you know, my wife loves that saying, happy wife, happy life. I've never understood why it's not happy husband, happy life, too. Because it doesn't rhyme.
No, it doesn't rhyme and it doesn't make sense. Why do you have to be happy?
Why not?
Why do we have to be happy?
If you're making your wife happy, you should be happy.
Okay. All right, guys, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. So please tell everybody where they can find you, where they can get your book, and for locals, know that you're going to be on Dad Chat tonight for a full hour. So give us some reconnaissance on finding the triplets.
Yes. If you guys want to go check us out and more and find out what all of our media stuff is about and our marriage workshops, log on to our website, RufusandJennyTriplet.com, and you can find the book on Amazon at Barnes & Noble. It's on Kindle.
And we on Dad Chat. We ain't got to be plugging all that now.
It's on iReader, Kobe Reader. It's on, like, in all the digital formats that you can find it. Check it out. It's an easy read. Easy read.
Okay, and your Twitter handle and the title of the book again, and then I'm going to say goodbye.
our Twitter handle. We will be tweeting with you from at Prison World Dad Chat tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern.
And we're giving away three copies of your book, which is titled Surviving Marriage in the 21st Century. Thank you, Jenny and Rufus. I look forward to being with you tonight. Stay tuned for Dr. Weberman for Therapy Talk.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen.